AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Joe Morrison is going to prison for 10 years for his role in the plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer.
I send my sincere apology to the governor, to her family, and all law enforcement who were affected by what conspired.
Morrison's father-in-law was sentenced to 12 years in prison. Another man got 7 years. They were members of a paramilitary group that trained with Adam Fox, who separately faces a possible life sentence. They plotted the kidnapping because of Whitmer's tight coronavirus restrictions. The Biden administration is anticipating a winter surge.
As expected, we're seeing COVID rising across the country this winter.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says get your shots and get tested.
Starting today, each U.S. household can order up to 4 at-home tests free from covidtests.gov. with tests starting to ship as early as next week.
The administration is putting personnel and equipment on standby should they be needed to help overwhelmed hospitals and nursing homes. Stocks finished lower, big losses today, a day after the Fed said more interest rate hikes are ahead. Also today, the government said retail sales dropped last month. Ted Rossman is with Bankrate.com.
It was the largest monthly drop in retail sales in 11 months. It was the weakest year-over-year gain since the end of 2020.
Rossman thinks this could hint of an upcoming recession. A former Texas police officer was convicted of manslaughter for fatally shooting a black woman through a rear window of her home in 2019. The European Union said it approved a new package of sanctions aimed at ramping up pressure on Russia for the war in Ukraine. A possible tornado wrecked a building housing a cotton gin in rural Georgia today, and forecasters are issuing a stream of tornado warnings across the Florida Peninsula. This is AP News. More than 30 people have died after drinking tainted liquor in India.
The deceased came from 3 neighboring villages in India's Bihar state, where the manufacturing, sale and consumption of liquor are prohibited. The deaths were reported in a district government-run hospital, where the sick were brought by their families for treatment. The ban on liquor in the area came in 2016, after women's groups complained that poor workers were splurging their meager incomes on drinking. Authorities have said many of the victims in hospital have lost their eyesight. Opposition parties demanded the ban on liquor be scrapped after over 1,000 people have died from tainted liquor since the local legislation was put in place. I'm Karen Chamas.
Nahant, Massachusetts, near Boston, has decided to become the first in the state to contract with the federal government to kill coyotes. Locals say have killed pets and become a dangerous nuisance. The decision has drawn criticism from some wildlife advocates. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.